For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we really try to bring you a lot of good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. MyVillageGreen.com. Now, Village Green is your resource for questions about your health, and you can contact the website or go to the store directly. You can ask your questions, get advice, and they have a superior line of supplements from many manufacturers, including Village Green's own Pathway products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and I invite you to join us next week for Kevin's discussion with Dr. Amy Shuni on the essential omega-3 fatty acids. Now, our subject today is the benefits of post-concussion cranial sacral therapy. And our guest, Dr. Ron Murray, is a physical therapist, naturopath, and a doctorate in integrative medicine. He is the director of the Asclepian Center for Body-Mind Therapy and RSM Physical Therapy. Wanted to tell you a little bit about Ron Murray's background. He's had over 20 years of experience and was on the faculty of Capital University of Integrative Medicine. An experience I shared with Dr. Murray. And also, he taught the colloid fluid approach to cranial sacral therapy. His mentors include Dr. John Upletcher, who, among others, taught him advanced forms of body-mind work. He has had extensive coursework from Dr. Conrad Werthmann, Dr. Tornis Rao, and Dr. Kirk Slegel. So I'm fascinated. Ron and I have known each other a long time, and it is a pleasure and an honor to have you on the show. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much. It's great being here again. I think I was here just about a year ago and had a great time with Kevin. Looking forward to talking about some post-concussion problems and the influences of our work on those problems. In addition, working with a team developing protocols of essential fatty acids and other anti-inflammatories that we're utilizing at Village Green. So in addition to that, the more complicated cases we send out to receive some hyperbaric oxygen, which has been shown to vastly improve the function of the brain and help with the healing.
Right. You've got a lot, a variety of skill sets, and it's so appropriate in this day of integrative, holistic, complementary, however we want to call it, medicine, where the patient benefits most from integrating whatever we can that's judicious for that patient under those circumstances. That's the tricky part. Which treatment and who should do the treatment?
Right. That's a very good point. In my practice, I have always tried to meet the patient where they are, not where I would like them to be, and really act as a facilitator in their health and well-being. The way home is built into them, so all I do is essentially try to get them back there. And we do that with some very, very gentle types of manipulations. My focus in particular is normalizing the autonomic nervous system, which I have done some research and studies on, to attempt to validate what we're doing when we're actually doing this work, this hands-on work. And So essentially, those results indicate that we are downregulating a very hypervigilant and upregulated sympathetic nervous system, and we're actually strengthening a weaker parasympathetic system, which is the regenerative system in the body, as well as directly connected to the immune system. So it's fascinating work because I never know. Two people may have the same problem but got there in different ways. But we really want to get this work out there because on post-concussions and that type of thing, I see a lot of children now in secondary schools that are playing soccer and lacrosse and all these other sports, and the concussions are just getting bigger and bigger and bigger in this country. And right now, there doesn't seem to be a ton of treatments for these kids. So this is one thing that I want to get out to the populace, is that there is this type of work that's very, very gentle that helps to restore the integrity of blood flow to the brain, cerebral spinal fluid flow to the brain, and again, downregulate the sympathetic nervous system, which creates a lot of problems in the upper cervical as well as in the brainstem itself. So,
I'm fascinated by how you work, and even though I've been in this field a long time, I'm familiar with energy medicine, craniosacral,
right,
and it appears magical to some people.
It does.
When they first see it.
Yeah.
You and one of the doctors I worked with years ago had worked on a patient. I saw her afterwards to go over nutrition, and she said, "My pelvic pain is completely gone in one treatment. I've had this for years." She was an RN.
Right.
And I said, "Yes, he's very good at what he does." And she said, "Dana, he never touched me." And that was in the 80s, and I said, could you please just touch them? It makes more sense.
Right.
And, you know, I remember that vignette because, you know, she was clear that it had helped her, but it was almost disturbing that he did it without actually touching her, the energy work. And, and that's your expertise, and you're well known for what you do. Could you talk to us a little bit about the colloid fluid model? Because your wonderful article goes into that.
Right. Well, that's really my baby. And early on, I was trained in most osteopathic techniques and lots of energy medicine, and trained by some people that were considered the best in the world or the best in the country and so forth. And up under my hands, it appeared to me that these systems were not separate at all. So you have visceral manipulation, lymphatic drainage, you have craniosacral therapy, you have high velocity thrust, you have all of these other techniques that are really, really wonderful, but they are not really, they don't work in a separate fashion in the body. It's all really a very holistic situation where, you know, there's cell talk amongst all these organs and so forth. So what happens is that I was introduced to an osteopath who was a physicist first. And as I was trying to figure out what was actually going on here, I was developing my own nomenclature and trying to develop the terminology to describe what was going on under my hands, because I had to largest cranial study group in the Washington metropolitan area, and they're asking me, "Ron, what are you doing? Where are you at? This is not cranial. This is not visceral. What are you doing?" And I said, "Well, all I can tell you is that I'm working in this fluid system." And so, lo and behold, I took this class by a guy named Stephen Miles Davison, who is an incredible osteopath and was a prodigy of a guy named Fulford out in the Midwest, who was renowned as an osteopath as well. And he had a videotape there by a guy named Carlisle Holland, again, who was a physicist and then became an osteopath. And after watching that videotape, it finally gave me some of the nomenclature and understanding of what I was actually feeling and what was happening to the tissue and the patient as I was working on them. The most profound thing would be You know, someone might come to me for neck pain or radiculopathy or low back pain. And we always do a full body scan because we feel that if there's a lack of motility anywhere in the body, it can have an influence on other structures. And I could go into great detail about that, but I won't at the moment. So once completing that scan, we look for an entry point into this person's system, and that's where we begin. And after about 50 minutes, you know, I've done probably 500 to 1,000 different manipulations on different structures, moving in and out of the venous system, the lymphatic system. Sometimes I'm working in the matrix of the bone, and in the cranial system or in the brain. So it's fascinating work because all these structures have internal or inherent motility. And when that stops, and motility just means inherent motion, so it's not a real difficult idea. And so my hands are like biofeedback sensors, so I can pick this up and I can use some very, very gentle forces to encourage a change. So it is like giving the body information because all we do is adapt and compensate to various traumas, and I don't care which types of traumas they are. They can be physical, they can be psycho-emotional, they can be environmental traumas and so forth, and that leads to this rigidity in the body.
Well, what we're going to do is explore this further in the next segment. And for those of you who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. And we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information from Dr. Ron Murray.
MegaFood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. MegaFood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. MegaFood, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. So please join us next Sunday. Kevin will have a discussion with Amy Shuney on the essential omega-3 fatty acids. Now, our guest today is Dr. Ron Murray. He's a physical therapist, naturopath, and a doctor in integrative medicine. He is the director of the Asclepian Center for Body-Mind Therapy and RSM Physical Therapy. Now, we've been talking about energy, medicine, and healing, and you and I have talked, mm-hmm. too, Ron, that many people are accepting this because the science is there.
Exactly.
And people who don't understand it just aren't aware of the science. Some people say, well, I don't believe in that. And I say, well, then what you're really saying is that I'm ignorant of the science behind this, because it's not so much a belief system. And it's so exciting now. When you and I were in school, a cell mm-hmm. was an outer membrane, an inner membrane, and a nucleus. Done.
Right.
Okay. A cell today is the busiest looking because our equipment is so sophisticated and we can look inside the mitochondria. I mean, that's incredible. We've experienced that in our educational system. So would you please describe the difference between the physicians who are doctors of osteopathy mm-hmm. and physicians who are medical doctors?
Sure.
That's a good definition. And mm-hmm. take us down that road of energy medicine and how they actually document the existence of energy.
Sure. First off, traditional MDs, of course, go through a lot of extensive medical training to ultimately become medical doctors. DOs started in the 1800s. Andrew Still. Andrew Still was he developed osteopathy, and I think if memory serves me, he developed it because he had some actual children that had died, I believe, from mercury poisoning as a result of the treatments that those kids were getting at the time. So he felt that there was a better way and went to Kirksville and developed the first school of osteopathic medicine. Now, one of his favorite lines is the artery rolls, and I was thinking about that coming back from some coursework on the jet, and just exactly how right he is, because so many times in our work, what has been traumatized is the autonomic nervous system, or that sympathetic part, and that creates a vasoconstriction in all the arterioles and ischemia on some level. So that will then create an inflammatory response, and then you go on and on and on, and you have a dysfunction there. And so, he just contributed so much to the world of osteopathy. So the osteopaths used to be, and some chiropractors may argue this, but really the premier manipulators in the world when it comes to manipulating the body, and I have the utmost respect for them and have had a chance to train with many, many, many of them. And wow, it's just it's fascinating. So then when we move on to energetic medicine, I mean, that is like air or gravity. You can't see it very well. So there's been people like James Oshman, who's written several books. I believe he's a physicist, and found that in people that do this type of work, there's a certain frequency that runs through their hands. And that frequency is somewhere between 4 and 8 hertz. And he found that in order to change or influence biological systems, it only takes 4 to 6 hertz to do that. So when you're actually putting your hands on someone with an intention, you can actually influence biological systems and the people that you are treating. So that's a very fascinating part of it. The other part that I talked about and alluded to earlier is, for me, people would come with specific problems. You know, I've got a chronic neck problem or back problem, or I can't get rid of the sinus infection, or very, very difficult things. I get a very, very difficult case of patients, no one easy, from one-day-old babies that were suctioned and now have torticollis and failure to thrive and GI issues and reflux and, the vagal nerve and all these other structures at the base of the skull have been traumatized, and they're upregulated to, helping people transition out of the world that that need the support and help and so forth. But what I used back when I started, they didn't have any equipment to really evaluate or assess the autonomic nervous system. So when I got my last degree as a doctorate in integrative and naturopathy, I used what's called heart rate variability to actually run many, many studies and many patients through this. And what we found was, again, that we are downregulating sympathetic tone, which is hypervigilant, and we're actually normalizing parasympathetic tone. And if you can do that for someone, you are making a huge step and moving them in the right direction of a healthy place, and being able to resolve of some of the issues that these people come in with. And this happens on a regular basis in our clinic.
Well, I'm very familiar with it because I have certainly enjoyed the benefits of energy work, energy medicine. I've seen it. It's very natural. To me, it's a very natural way to heal. And I think of some of the automatic ways that we respond as humans. If somebody, if you bump your leg, if you bump your arm, the first thing you do is put your hands on it.
Right.
Grab it with your hands. I see that as using your own energy to try to heal.
Right.
And we teach people that now in cancer, to think of the body, the part that's the problem, as not a problem, but one that needs the energy, needs attention, needs healing. And I tell my patients, just put your hands over that area and imagine wonderful light going in, energy going in. And to me, it seems so logical.
Right.
Talk a little bit about what it feels like from the patient's point of view. I know as soon as a practitioner touches me, whether it's a massage or reflexology, osteopathy, you can feel the heat.
Yeah. The reactions by the patients are they run from A to Z. And part of the reason that happens is that we as a species are very good at adapting and compensating against these various traumas, but we don't seem to integrate the traumas very well. So everyone seems to come in with some layer of protection around what is bothering them. So oftentimes, depending upon their own body awareness and what their true issues are, some people will feel everything that I do, every area I touch, they'll feel numbness and tingling in the other parts of the body. They'll feel releases in the brain and in other areas. And then other people just feel the warmth on my hands. But the bottom line is not so much what you're feeling while I'm treating you. The bottom line is the outcome of the results. And so so that's what we really try and attempt to focus on, again, is that if I do this collection of manipulations where these areas are rigid, it's the accumulative effect in most regards that are going to get the patient back to a better place.
And I would also make the assumption that a patient that is willing, that wants the treatment, is more likely to respond well. And this seems to be the case with almost anything else. If somebody is rigid and opposed, they're not going to benefit from almost any treatment.
Right. That's true. But I've taken that to the Pepsi challenge as well, because I've had a group of number of patients that were pushed to come and see me. And I remember early on, and this is what, again, fascinated me about the autonomic nervous system, is this guy came to me with a discogenic lesion. And if you don't know what that means, it just means there's a protrusion or herniation of the disc in the neck. And so he had numbness and tingling and a little bit of weakness down his arm. So, they had to drag him to to actually see me. And I saw him and treated him. Generally, you can feel a shift with this work, depending upon if you're, you know, how many systems are involved in your situation. Within 4 to 6 weeks, you get some type of a shift, and you know I've been there, or you know that something has happened. It can happen after one session, but it just depends on the complexities of your problems. And again, we don't get many one-system problems. When you do it, it does seem very, very magical. This particular patient came back to me after 4 or 6 weeks, and he goes, you know, Doc, my neck is feeling a little better, but can you explain to me why or how my blood pressure is normalized after being on all these different medications for over 4 years? And so that, again, is when I started to really take a look at the autonomic nervous system, the vagal nerve, what we were influencing, and how that result came about. And so at that time, again, there wasn't any functional types of equipment that were reliable and reproducible that I could use to measure that. So I bought there's a branch of the osteopathic community called the Cranial Academy, and I bought their entire library, and there was a ton of anecdotal information around this, which became very, very helpful for me. And then, as I said, once I got my doctorate in integrative medicine, I was able to use heart rate variability, which definitely validated what I was seeing in the clinic anecdotally.
Well, it's a good explanation. I think of an analogy as I hear you describe so elegantly what you do. In the body, I see it as like traffic jams. And with a traffic jam, if you're in a cul-de-sac, alleviating it there won't have much influence. But the closer you get to the core of the traffic jam, all of a sudden other roads, the traffic moves, everything straightens up. And somebody might say, how can that be? They worked on something at the Bay Bridge, and now in Annapolis, I can get to 50. So that's my analogy of getting to the right place with whatever we're using, our hands, energy work, nutrients, herbs, foods, et cetera. So we're going to keep going with this in the next segment.
Absolutely. Yes.
And if you've just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We're having a wonderful conversation with Ron Murray, physical therapist, naturopath, and doctorate in integrative medicine. And our subject is post-concussion cranial sacral therapy.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we do try to bring you a lot of great information all about you and your health. We are here every Sunday morning, and just a reminder to join us next Sunday at 10 a.m., and you'll listen to Kevin. He's going to have a discussion with Amy Shuney on the essential omega-3 fatty acids. Now, our subject today is the benefits of post-concussion cranial sacral therapy, and our guest is Dr. Ron Murray, physical therapist, naturopath, a doctor in integrative medicine, and he is the director of the Asclepian Center for Body Mind Therapy and RSM Physical Therapy. So we've been discussing energy work, cranial sacral. We didn't quite get into a good description of that, which we may want to emphasize since that's what we're talking about. And he has a patient, Natalie, who is joining us. So Dr. Murray, take it away.
Yeah, okay. I'll just define very quickly. Due to the fact that I've been trained in so many different techniques, I actually, and that my intention with my work is really to restore the integrity of the autonomic nervous system, I've kind of coined my work manual regulation therapy. A lot of the work with concussion, though, is at the cranium and the brain, but you'd be surprised at how many other issues these people have throughout their body that need to be corrected in order to clear up what's happening in the brain as well. So Natalie is a wonderful spokesperson. I've treated both her and her son, Tristan, and they've responded extremely well with the work. And now I'm going to pass it over to Natalie and let her kind of tell her story and her son's story a little bit.
Okay. I actually have two sons. We met Ron for the first time just over 2 years ago when my then 8-year-old son, Aiden, had taken a pretty severe fall and had a concussion. At the time, generally the concussion therapy was just a wait and see. And what had happened with Aiden was that he couldn't read anymore. The words were floating off the page. Basically, it's for people who've had concussions would be familiar with the idea of visual disturbances. Nothing was sitting still. The words were kind of getting rearranged. He was having a hard time focusing. And after about 5 months, we were still really concerned because we were told it would take about a year to correct, up to a year to correct. And we finally saw an ophthalmologist, and of course, everything neurologically was fine. It was just going to take time, and we just didn't want to wait anymore because second grade is going into your reading third grade. And so we brought him to Ron. And the change in Aiden's response to the therapy was so incredibly dramatic on several levels. Within two sessions, the eye problem had gone away that had been with him for 5 months. The other thing is that Aiden has, I guess we could almost say had at this point, sensory processing disorder, where he would get very overwhelmed with stimulus. And during the course of this work, that Ron was doing. We didn't just do two sessions. We did about six sessions. It also diminished Aiden's sensitivity so that he was actually able to participate more in school and stuff. So that was just a really cool thing that happened. Fast forward a year and a half later, I was in a car accident. It took us about 3 months to realize that I had a concussion because I had all these weird symptoms. And I had the visual disturbances, which is why I know what was going on. But I also had migraines. I was my vestibular system. I was not balancing well. I had I was dizzy a lot, nauseous a lot. So I started seeing Ron, which in some ways made it a lot worse. He once described it to me, it's like peeling an onion, right? Because you're constantly overcompensating for what's going on. And so it felt like it got worse for about a month, and then all of a sudden things started clicking in. My oldest son apparently doesn't want to ever be left out on anything, he also ended up with a concussion.
It's like they become my goodness.
Concussion family. Well, he got his during lacrosse, which is actually a pretty common factor. But he was also having really bad headaches and dizziness. I mean, he wasn't having as many eye problems, the visual disturbances, but his was very balance-oriented. And we got him in to see Ron very quickly, and within 2 weeks, he was back to all of his activities at 100%. So it's a pretty incredible process, because I've seen other people take a lot longer to recover from that.
Sure.
And in my case, you know, it had been going on for, it felt like so long. but, you know, when all of a sudden I'm able to see again properly and I'm able to drive again, because I couldn't drive for about 2 months, it was pretty profound. And all I'm doing is lying there and pretty much taking a nap on the table. That's what it feels like.
It does. I've had cranial sacral work, and somebody said, "What's it like?" I said, "I have no idea. I'm asleep the whole time. I have no idea what they're doing." And actually, my understanding is that many children, very young children who can't describe what's going on, they just seem to melt into the therapist's hands and are very calm. And these may be children the parents are surprised they could even get them still enough to put hands on, and in my opinion, very gentle work. Yeah. Very gentle work.
It is very gentle work. Mm-hmm. In my case, they were never sure whether or not it was a severe whiplash or a concussion, you know, just to clarify that. But at the end of the day, if the symptoms are the same and it's the problems were very similar. But, you know, I was also seeing a traditional physical therapist, and she loved to work on me after my sessions with Ron, because I'd be that much more relaxed. And, you know, she would be able to do a different kind of strength training, or be able to do the vestibular exercises maybe a little bit more intensely than she would have otherwise done. So,
and what an exciting way to judge the work. I've done that myself. When a therapist calls and says, "What's going on? This is different. Why has this person responded so well? I want to understand that."
Right.
I always think that's a really intelligent person who doesn't just go, "Well, you know, maybe it happened, maybe it didn't," in their mind, who really seeks out the information. It's very exciting when that
it's
happens.
Yeah, it's been very exciting.
And you brought up something about the whiplashes, and one of the guests we've had on the show, Mary Lee Esty, works with the brain mapping on these issues, and she emphasizes that you don't have to have a concussion. And I know this is clear. You don't have to have a concussion to have an injury, and that there's a concern about heading the ball. It can be a light bump on the head that you really didn't remember, or maybe even didn't know about, and that it has long-term ramifications. We see it with reading, learning problems, depressions, mood. Talk a little bit more about that.
Okay.
The mild benefits.
Okay, the base of the skull, or what we call the cranial base and the neck, are some of the most precarious areas in the body. Okay, they get traumatized from everything from occupational stress to wrestling with a friend to playing aggressive sports. You name it, that place is in jeopardy. And it houses some of the most significant structures in the entire body. So you don't need a concussion. All you need is to traumatize the cervical spine or upper cervical spine, and you can have a host of very bizarre symptoms as a result of that. And again, when I initially started this work in conjunction to my training, I worked for a group of orthopedists for a couple of years that exclusively saw automobile accidents. And you know, on the MRIs, CAT scans, X-rays, I mean, everything was normal. But when you touch them, I mean, you could feel the neurovascular irritability, and you could see that they were in acute distress. And so a much more gentler approach is needed for those patients at that time. And the reason why is that when you, if they already have a nervous system that's hypervigilant and overwhelmed, you don't want to start them with a rah-rah, a physical exercise program and that type of thing. What you want to do is first you want to normalize that nervous system the best you can, and then use all the wonderful things that are in physical therapy to regenerate and rebuild, especially the scapular musculature and the shoulder girdle musculature and then the head, but it's got to be done in a progression that doesn't just create more inflammation and facilitation of the nervous system.
Well described. I can see inside when you're talking about the area, and we want to continue this in the next segment and want to hear more from Natalie.
Oh, absolutely.
So if you've just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. We've been talking with Dr. Ron Murray, physical therapist, and we've been talking about cranial sacral therapy and the benefits of that therapy on post-concussion. And I did want to say that Dr. Murray is treating patients at Village Green Monday, Wednesday, and Thursdays. And do they call you directly or use the Village Green number?
There's a direct line I can give you at the end of the show.
Okay. Good. So just wanted you to know his availability, and I know they were very excited to have you available. I am too, because you're now closer to me.
Right.
So hang in with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com.
Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass-market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm your host for the hour. I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so please tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion on essential omega-3 fatty acids. Now, our subject today has been the benefits of post-concussion cranial sacral therapy. We've talked about energy work, integrating energy work, the benefits, whether it's a concussion, a severe injury. In my opinion, if it's anything that disturbs you, you can benefit from this kind of work. I want to go a little bit further on this, and Dr. Ron Murray is who we are speaking with, and he's brought Natalie, who's a patient, and described in the last segment very clearly how she benefited. So, Ron, talk to us more about your work, and Natalie, I want to hear more from you as well.
Okay. Well, again, I think the point you hit on about this work is appropriate for and on some levels for just about any issue that comes down the pike. I mean, I work with Dr. Saveri a lot, and he sees a lot of Lyme patients and fibromyalgia patients, and there's a significant backup. There's multiple issues of levels of toxicity and things like that that influence the inflammatory process, but it's obvious that there is a slight backup in both the lymphatic systems and venous systems and so forth, that there's just like almost a systemic stasis of some type, which just means a slower moving flow of these vital fluids. And so one of the things that we can do is we can open those areas up of congestion and make their work a whole lot easier, and also reduce the sympathetic overload that takes place with these illnesses and diseases, and help to restore the integrity of the system and reduce the patient's pain at the same time that they're receiving many conventional and complementary medicines.
Well, well described. Could you give a brief description, since we've used this term a lot, of sympathetic and parasympathetic?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, this is the bread and butter for me. This is what my major focus is on. The sympathetic system is the fight or flight reaction that is very, very primitive and was used once to save us from saber-toothed tigers and things that were out to hurt us. But now it will respond to emotional stress. It will respond to environmental stressors, physical stressors, and so forth. And we've created a culture that is overloaded with stimulus. And that stimulus seems to exacerbate or, again, upregulate the sympathetic tone that we live in. And then, again, what does that create? It can create anything from high blood pressure to multiple types of problems.
Yeah, inflammation Yes. Certainly. It's like it's the fire that goes with the fire of sympathetic overload.
Absolutely. And with that sympathetic overload, as I said, when you follow the sequela of events with adrenals and vasoconstriction of some of the arterioles and blood flow, it's just imperative that be normalized in some way. And I have a lot of empathy for a lot of the motor vehicle accident cases where, again, they've had suffered some whiplash. All the diagnostic tests are normal, but they're walking around with a huge upregulation of that system and nobody can really identify it. And they're called malingerers or whatever. And when we see them in our clinic, we're able to have great success with these people over a period of time. Again, it takes one of the determining factors is how many systems are involved and how long have they had the problem as in terms of how long I would have to treat these individuals.
Yeah. Well, I heard that in Natalie's description, too,
right,
about the length of time a child seemed younger. Talk about that.
Yeah, sure. I mean, when it was Aiden, I would actually say that Aiden, my middle son who had the concussion first, you know, it took him the middle amount of time, right, because he had already had the symptoms for 3 months, but he also had the underlying, you know, he was already super sensitive to stimulus anyway. And so it took, like, the eyesight came back right away, but I would say that the significant healing probably happened after about 4 sessions, right? It took a little bit longer. With my oldest son, Tristan, it was 2 weeks, but I got him in right away because, you know, I know the game, right? So as soon as we knew that this was a problem, Ron squeezed us into his schedule and Tristan had 2 sessions right away. And, of course, in my case, it, like I said, it took us 3 months. I was chalking up, you know, I spent a weekend throwing up and I was like, oh, I must have the flu. And I was dizzy for a week and, you know, I was in bed and I was like, geez, I haven't had vertiginous migraines in years. And, you know, I was confused. Geez, I must be really stressed out. And it actually was a different physical therapist that I went to who just looked at me. And she's like, yeah, girl, your eyes aren't tracking and you need to get this diagnosed because I'm thinking you've got a concussion. And so, you know, once we put all those pieces into place, you know, it's taken a while. I mean, the things have improved. I'm still in treatment with Ron. We're, you know, beginning to taper off of this, but it took a lot longer. But I'm also older. I have a lot more issues, if you will, than my kids are because they're closer to the source. They're much newer. But the way that this ends up working when you're talking about how it affects the body. One of my kids has been hospitalized twice with asthma, and he only gets asthma when he gets really sick. And he's one of these kids that does not respond quickly to treatment. So he goes, you know, when he gets really sick with a cold, within 48 hours, he's in the ICU. And he stays there for several days. He's not one of these kids who responds quickly. And, you know, that happened when he was in second grade. Big year for second graders. I've got another one coming up second grade next year. I better watch out for that one. After that, I started sending him also to Ron to work on the asthma. And he was astounded that how much better he could breathe. And so then he was asking my mom, can I go see Ron before I have my pulmonary function test every time? And it was like, we're not going to cheat the PFT, but I understand. I mean, he really noticed a huge difference and, you know, was able to come off his regular medications, which was really cool, too.
Well, and this is what you talked about earlier, Ron, this you treat one part of the body specifically and others improve. And sometimes I tell patients when I'm working with them nutritionally, the thing that may improve may be something you didn't even notice or really care about. You know, don't give up. The body sort of makes decisions. And I'm recalling years ago, the definition of quackery was to treat a condition that didn't exist. And I thought, well, gee, we take care of our cars before the fan belt breaks and the oil runs dry. You know, it didn't make sense. But also the quackery was when someone gave you a recommendation that treated everything from headaches to skin problems, memory problems, muscle problems, et cetera. And I thought, well, that's magnesium. It affects 75% of all the enzymes in the body. You give magnesium, And boy, whatever's not happening right starts to happen. You give copper or chromium manganese, they have much more limited, not unimportant, very important, but not as widespread. And so we get a lot of effect, and I see that in your work. And especially, I will usually go for the biggest effect first.
Right.
Let's cover that. It's easier. And then maybe the other falls in line. And that's a little of what I'm hearing from you.
Yeah, it's a lot. The one other thing I wanted to mention before we stop or go on is we talked about the sympathetic sympathetic system, but not the parasympathetic, which is hugely important. It helps with the regenerative processes of the body, but also it's directly related to the immune system. And that's vital with a lot of the people that we treat. And then the second thing, and this is not discussed much in medicine or in other medical professionals in this country, but I learned it from Germany, and that's the influence and importance of the extracellular matrix. The extracellular matrix is, in fact, the communication highway in the body for both all electromagnetics and all biochemistry. So it's just really vital. And when I'm working in someone's system, I'm always attempting to influence the rigidity or anything that I feel that is not right in that system, okay, because that's how vital it is. And that's what makes it so important, because I'm treating really an organism, body, mind, spirit, as opposed to a body part. And that's really what makes the difference with this work.
And what a difference from the traditional medical model has everything divided in pieces, even in dietetics. You can talk about diabetes at this appointment. We'll talk about heart disease at the next. And we're not cars. You know, there's a piece of each car. We're not cars. Any other thoughts that you have?
Well, I think the thought that comes most to mind is to really keep in this idea of, peeling off the layers of the onion and really understanding that our bodies are constantly compensating for things. And when you start really recognizing, I mean, it really kind of complements what you were saying, is since we're a whole unit, and you start peeling that off, and you realize, well, once we're fixing this, something else seems broken. Once you fix that other thing, something else seems broken. But in fact, everything is getting better. It just, it's getting worse before it gets better. It feels like it sometimes.
Yes, and
it's important to know that.
It is important to know it. And I'm glad you brought it up, because in this quick fix stage and mentality that we have, that's what people want. And I always say it takes 9 months to build a baby. You know, you're not going to get your system back, depending on how long the injury. So I want to thank both of you for being here.
I would say imbalance instead of injury.
That's it. Imbalance. Thank you. Thank you. Seeking homeostasis and correcting imbalance. So thank you both for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Very enjoyable. And I want to thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. A reminder that Dr. Ron Murray sees patients at Village Green. That's the Village Green Apothecary. And their general number is 301-530-0800. You can certainly call them and get a direct line to make an appointment with Dr. Murray. So thank you, listeners. And I'm just reminded, as our lives move forward, that every day is a new day, every minute a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive, health-enhancing choices. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake in Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.